Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government is now all but certain to shut down at midnight after two separate funding bills were defeated in the Senate this evening. The Democratic bill would have restored some health care funding and what the Republicans call a clean funding extension. To that, Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Their bill, they call it clean, we call it totally partisan. There was no input from Democrats. Not a single line in their bill had input from Democrats.
Gathering military leaders from around the world, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth today outlining his vision with tougher fitness requirements, saying physical standards should be gender neutral. A federal judge ruled today that the Trump administration's policy of seeking to deport pro-Palestinian students blatantly violates the First Amendment. At least 14 people dead after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in the central Philippines today. Many more were injured. This is ABC News. CDC data shows that common cold viruses are on the rise to the highest level since 2022. Activity typically peaks in September. Minnesota star Nafisa Collier is calling out WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert over a number of issues, including officiating and salaries. In her season ender news conference, Collier publicized some of the private conversations that she had with Engelbert.
And in that same conversation, she told me players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them. That's a mentality driving our league from the top. We go to battle every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us. The league believes it succeeds despite its players, not because of them.
Engelbert says she was disheartened by how her conversations with Collier have been characterized. For the first time in almost two decades, Reading Rainbow is returning to the air. The children's reading program have a new host, Michael Threets, who went viral on TikTok for sharing stories of library joy. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in an all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It can be hard for a filmmaker or artist to watch material they've created or were a part of. Sometimes it's because they watch it so much while making it, they just don't feel the need. But in the case of actor Paul Bettany, he can't watch A Knight's Tale anymore because of Heath Ledger, despite the film being a breakout role for Bettany, according to Yahoo News. The Da Vinci Code actor said recently at Comic-Con LA that he just misses his friend Ledger, who he called a playful, joyous spirit. The two bonded on the 2001 film in which Bettany plays Geoffrey Chaucer, and he says he has not seen it once. months since. Tubi is on fire. The streamer, which is mostly free, has dipped its toes into pro sports and is now doing a cannonball off the high dive. Tubi will be part of the Thanksgiving Day NFL extravaganza and air your Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions. It will be a simulcast with Fox Sports. Fox acquired Tubi in 2020. The streamer also has tons of great free movies if you don't mind a few ads. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low close to 60. And mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high near 80. Heat continues to build through the rest of the week, highs in the 80s. Storm chances return Friday night through the weekend. Right now it's 73.
Maggie Dawn.
Ever hear conservatives explain away Charlie Kirk's racism by saying, oh, he was taken out of context? I debunk that baloney in full at 5:30. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, Henry Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, we got a jam-packed show, and we have our friend, CEO Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, and we have a candidate, too, that we're going to be talking to in the next segment. Really excited to hear about this, Jessica Seawright. And before we get too far into the show here, I want to welcome Arvina Martin, and I want to have a little discussion about what's going on. Wendy and I are definitely going to watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I'm going to watch as well. I normally, you know, that is during my Golden Girls time, as you may remember, but I am planning on watching tonight as well. And I'll watch the girls after, you know, to calm my brain down.
Exactly. Well, and it's interesting, too. I may have to take some Tylenol because I have a cold going on here. So pray for me, Arvina.
I sure will. We can make it through this.
Right on. Well, we're in the upside down world, and let's back that with Jimmy Kimmel. There's reports out there that Governor of California might be the first guest back, so that'll be interesting.
That would absolutely be interesting. Governor Newsom is definitely one of the folks who is trying to fight back against this current administration, and we know that his social media team has been kind of trolling, if you want to say, and writing in a style that really apes Trump's posting style, and we know that gets to him. So I'm sure that we will see a Truth Social meltdown later tonight as well.
Looking forward to it. Very interesting. To me, you know, it really talks about, you know, how we can fight back. And here's a way we're fighting back with our dollars, almost $4 billion in subscriptions were canceled from Hulu, Disney, and all those others. So we can make a difference. And we did right there for free speech, Arvina.
Indeed. And, you know, I guess we learned that capitalism will win out ultimately. So, you know, everybody keep it up, make sure that you know, you are spending your dollars in a way that you feel comfortable with. And if a giant company like Disney decides to do things that you don't want your money to go to, you can cancel subscriptions, you can cancel trips to Disneyland, and all of the merch that they sell, you can just sit back from those. And it appears that these big organizations, these big companies will get the message.
Well, I hope so. And we had that issue with Target here in Minnesota, especially during the DEI and Pride and all those things that they pulled out of this year. And, in different parts of the city, there's hardly anybody going to Target. Of course, we have our suburbs that, the farther you get away from these tall buildings, the more redder it gets, if that's a word, redderer. So we've been trying, but this one was very, very successful. Arvina, I want you to talk a little bit about Emerge, because I think we're gonna have Jessica on the next segment. So it'll kind of be a prelude to our conversation, or I should say your conversation, because I'm going to hand the show over to you. Like old time's sake. But talk about Emerge here for the next few minutes, and then we're going to take a break and have Jessica on and really talk about some good things that you're doing and proof in the pudding in these last couple cycles.
Yeah. So Emerge Wisconsin is part of a larger organization. We are an affiliate of Emerge, which is an organization that trains Democratic women and non-binary folks on how to run for office. We provide practical training, help get any tools that a candidate might need for their campaign toolkit so that they know that they are running an effective and a proven methods of are using rather proven methods to help them secure victory at the ballot box on election day. We graduated several members, or the members of the class of 2025 last month, of which our next guest, Jessica Searight, it was a member. And we're really excited that she is running. She's one of several folks from this class that is already declared candidacy for next fall's elections, running for state assembly. We are currently having our applications open. So if you go to wi.emergeamerica.org, you can get to our application. Our next cohort will start in January and be done by May. So if you are thinking about especially running for a fall election in 2026, you should consider applying for our program, because you will be ready to go as soon as May 1st and signature collecting starts.
I just love that this is a thing, Emerge, and the national alumni or alumnus that are out there. I always thought in my young years that running for office was so mysterious, and now you take the mystery out of it and really support these young warriors, women warriors coming up.
Exactly. I feel like there's like two kinds of folks that pay attention to this stuff. The folks that don't quite that know that they don't know what's happening behind the scenes during a political campaign. And then people that think that they understand all of it because they pay attention. And both folks have things to learn. We demystify things. We really make sure that, the nuts and bolts are there. And we make sure you know how to do things like find your win number, how to give a good stump speech, how to raise money, how to knock doors, and how to make phone calls for both voters and for dollars. We are constantly updating our curriculum, and so we are going to be adding some blocks of training next year on things like opposition research. We are hoping to get some information about AI and its use on campaigns, folks can really be up to date on things that have been proven to work, and things that look to be kind of the next frontier in campaigning.
You know, it's interesting. I believe nationally what's happening now is people are knocking on doors and finding out the three or four things that, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat or independent, what they're really worried about and running on that. And I think that's kind of what's happening in New York and elsewhere across the country.
Yeah, I think that we are absolutely seeing, you know, people from across the political spectrum worrying about the economy. You know, folks that voted for 47, you know, really thought that he was going to, I don't know, bolster the economy in a way, and we have not seen that happen. We are finding out in real time, you know, what tariffs actually mean, and how that is something that then is actually passed on to the consumer and not to the country or the organization that is importing products. And so, you know, that's a pretty universal concern from everybody, is that making sure that their dollar stretches as far as they can.
Well, this is going to be exciting, and it's going to be great to see you at work with Jessica Seawright and have a nice conversation about our future and her future in the great state of Wisconsin. Hey, this is what show is this? Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break. Ho-wa.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, this is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis Police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
After 20 years of service, the Metro Blue Line is ready for essential improvements. A multi-year transformation is on the way, bringing a better, smoother Blue Line experience. Renew the Blue will preserve and protect a critical piece of our infrastructure investment, helping it remain a safe, reliable, and affordable transit option for many years to come. Learn more about Renew the Blue at metrotransit.org/renew-the-blue. Metro Transit, Renew the Blue.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NAGDI. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NAGDI.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, we are here with Arvina Martin and Jessica Seawright, and we're going to talk about Emerge Wisconsin. And Arvina, why don't you take it over here, and if you get out of control, I'll jump in. But I know you're an old hat at this, and you've also hosted this show many times. So, Arvina Martin, take it away.
Yeah, I am really excited for this guest. She is a member of the Emerge Wisconsin Class of 2025, and a member of the Kiwanis Band of Indian Community. I'm sorry, I spaced out there for a second. And just announced some exciting news about her candidacy. So with that, Jessica, tell us about your big news.
Yes, I just launched yesterday to run for State Assembly in Wisconsin, District 21. So that's kind of Milwaukee area, South Milwaukee. And I am so looking forward to taking what I learned in Emerge and taking that into the campaign with me.
Awesome. And we'll talk a little bit about Emerge too, but what kind of inspired you to go down this path of running for office and also for applying to be part of Emerge?
Yeah, what brought me to this path is that I was doing disability rights advocacy for my son who has complex medical needs and started to get into touch with community. I am a social worker by training, so serve a lot of folks in the community and started to see that I wanted more from my representative. And I'm looking forward to showing folks that I am ready to serve an office and advance some of the things that we care about. You know, being serious on safety and investing in our public schools is really important to me.
Awesome. And how did you come upon Emerge?
Come to Emerge?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Representative, she is a senior ranking member in the State Assembly. Representative Christine Sinicki made sure that I knew your name, Arvina, and got me connected to you and into an Emerge cohort as soon as possible when she knew I was interested in running.
And shout out to Representative Sinicki for making that connection, because I remember when she let me know about you and I was super stoked to have another Native person in this class. And, you know, you've talked a little bit about, you know, some of the stuff that you want to do in office. But we both know that there has not been any Native person that has ever been elected to the state legislature, and you would be the first if elected. What does that kind of achievement mean to you?
Well, I think it crosses, right? So whether we are thinking about being a part of a Native community, urban community in Milwaukee. So I'm connected with the Native Wellness Garden there. Gerald Ignace does a lot of work for community health and social determinants of health. And I want to make sure that those programs receive the support they need, receive the acknowledgement they need, and are seen for the value that they bring to our communities. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Awesome. I'm just going to keep saying awesome because it really is. And I'm really excited and somehow not great with words at the moment because I'm just so excited.
Me too.
Yeah. What would you say to especially younger Native folks, you know, maybe our Gen Z community members, our little brothers and sisters, about getting involved in the political process? I mean, it could be running for office or volunteering. What kind of advice do you have for those folks?
Maybe a couple things. You know, if they are just wondering if they're being listened to, I'd say give it a try. Reach out, have some conversations, and expect more from your representative. Expect for them to show up for you and to listen to you. And if you're not feeling that, connect with Arvina Martin with Emerge and start to think about how we can make a change there. I would also just, say, you know, I'm here, right? My site is up. I will give you my email, my number. So whether or not you are ready to join Emerge at this time, you reach out, you come walk in, and I'm happy to talk about what I'm seeing, which will be new to me. And I'm happy to share the experience so you can understand where you want to be a part of it.
I really like that. And that is also something that I think that we stand for at Emerge is kind of lift while you climb, you know, so you're on a new journey, you know, to this elected office and are, again, offering your hand to other folks that might be interested. And I really think that that's an important part of the Emerge experience. Have you, you know, been able to kind of work with other alums yet or anything for your campaign or anything? How has that network been helpful?
I love that question. because it's magic. You know, I think that a lot of folks, I'm a therapist, so I'm listening to folks feeling really isolated, really trepidatious. We're nervous to jump in. And what I will say is that putting myself out there and having a reciprocal relationship has opened doors in every single community I'm part of. It started conversations with people I never thought would want to talk about hope, what we hope to see, what we want to see. And so in every single community, I am feeling that lift up, and it's just bringing that same feeling to me where I want to give it back, right? It has to be reciprocal.
Absolutely. What do you think the Emerge training has done for you? Like, what is the most important part of that that you've gotten out of that experience and helping you feel prepared for this run?
Oh, big and small. So, and in a very concrete way, like you said, the win number, the structure, the way that this goes, kind of a behind the scenes view of things, big picture, confidence, connection, community, and knowing there's folks that have your back, to try and enter this space that feels intimidating sometimes. And, you know, politics is what I'm referring to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, honestly, there are times where I feel like a little imposter syndrome as well. So it's something that we all feel. And I kind of feel like that anybody that doesn't have that kind of sense of like, oh, my goodness, you know, is lying. You know, they're lying to themselves, you know. So I don't know. Robert, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering, and Jessica, too, if you could hold on to another segment. This is really interesting. After the segment, this is almost over. One of the things I'd really love you to talk about, Jessica, is where you are located, where are you running from, and how people can support you. Because we're on civic media all over Wisconsin, and the mothership here is in Minnesota. So if people want to support you, I'd really like you to shout that out a couple times.
Oh, thank you. Yes, let me tell you where I'm located before there's a break. I am in Milwaukee. I am a part of the district that I'm in. The Ho-Chunk Field Office is located there. The Gerald Ignace Wellness Garden is located there. We have lots of places to meet up if you're local. And if you're not local and you want to take part, please reach out on my website, jessicacwright.com, so that you let me know you want to be a part of this, and we will make space in whatever way you can participate. You are welcome, and we would love to have you. I will say that before this all started, I had a wonderful meal at Owamni and visited Birchbark Books, and that was so fulfilling and satisfying, knowing that I was headed into this endeavor. So thank you, Minneapolis. Thank you to those businesses for being open.
Yeah, we just had Sean on a week ago. Sean Sherman's a good friend of Native Roots Radio. Well, I'm really excited. We have like a minute left here before we go to break, Arvina. I'm really excited. And we really, can we talk some, now that we've talked about Emerge a little bit, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Milwaukee in that area, and how and why it's so important that we have Jessica out there, Arvina.
Absolutely. I know that Jessica has incredible plans and incredibly thoughtful plans as part of her platform. And I really want to hear some of that in the next segment.
This is great. I really appreciate it, Arvina, and having Jessica on, because this is proof in the pudding, and it's really exciting to see an Emerge alum running for office and doing these things. Because not only that, we have a Native Emerge alum, which really excites us here on Native Roots Radio. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it made me so excited to get to know Jessica during the last training year, and watch her kind of build up her skills and develop into this person who can confidently run a campaign like this for office, and that she's Native too is like an extra bonus, and obviously like warms the cockles of my heart.
Exactly. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and Jessica Seawright, who's an Emerge alumni, who's running as an assembly. This is hard for me to say. Because
you're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government is now all but certain to shut down at midnight after two separate funding bills were defeated in the Senate this evening. The Democratic bill would have restored some health care funding, and what the Republicans call a clean funding extension. To that, Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Their bill, they call it clean, we call it totally partisan. There was no input from Democrats. Not a single line in their bill had input from Democrats.
Gathering military leaders from around the world, Secretary of State of Defense Pete Hegseth today outlining his vision with tougher fitness requirements, saying physical standards should be gender neutral. A federal judge ruled today that the Trump administration's policy of seeking to deport pro-Palestinian students blatantly violates the First Amendment. At least 14 people dead after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in the central Philippines today. Many more were injured. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in the all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have you heard of Tilly Norwood? If not, you probably will be hearing more about this AI actress in the near future. AI is becoming more of an issue in the entertainment business. It was a big point of contention during the recent Screen Actors Guild strike. Tilly is the creation of Aline Vandervelden, a Dutch actor, director, and physicist. That's a rare combo. She is the founder of Particle 6, a video production company that makes AI. Vandervelden says Tilly is even being looked at by acting agencies for representation and has her own Instagram account, the AI with the IA. As you can imagine, the Hollywood acting community is not happy about this creation. According to Yahoo News, the Screen Actors Guild says Tilly is not a real actor, as she has no real-life experiences to draw from, and that AI devalues human artistry. My question is Tilly really even a she? Not sure if she can be compared to a real actor or if she is more like animation. This will get more interesting and or contentious real soon, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low close to 60, and mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high near 80. Heat continues to build through the rest of the week, highs in the 80s. Storm chances return Friday night through the weekend. It's 71 right now.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes, and they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should the government bail out our farmers because of the tariff policies instituted by our government? We talked to Darren Von Rudin in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and I want to be your next United States Senator, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. And we are with our friend Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and also Wisconsin State Assembly candidate Jessica Seawright. And Jessica, I couldn't read my own handwriting there. I had to go up and look at your name on the screen here. This is getting bad. But hey, we're having a great conversation about Emerge and how this whole process went on. And I want to hand it back over with Arvina to Arvina Martin and talk a little bit about what's going on here. What are we running on, and how are we going to beat these bums? Ho-wah.
Yeah, I think the big question is about what you're hearing from folks that live in the 21st Assembly District. What are people talking about that they're concerned about?
You know, I think folks really want to see a Democratic candidate that can be serious about safety, that can hold conversations about the ways that folks get involved with the justice system, youth and adults alike, and how we can get them out and back into our communities. I went to a recent budget hearing in Milwaukee County, and they talked about reductions, like serious reductions and closures of sober living, of social detox, of resources that are vital on any side of a justice experience. And what we need to do is make sure that that funding is stable and supportive so that folks can be with their families and raise their kids and be settled throughout their lives. So I want to focus on that when I'm getting to know folks in the neighborhood. That's one issue that's come up so far.
And your work as a therapist, as a social worker, you know, you've dealt with these institutions firsthand, and you know that the benefit of having these. Can you talk a little bit more about that, or what the importance of these programs that you just mentioned?
Sure thing. So when we think about access to health care, and that's another thing, Badger Care is what we call in Wisconsin Medicaid, Badger Care, same thing. And what we realize is that when our insurance is connected to our services, that means you can lose your therapist. That means you can lose supports and services that you really need to stay stable in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. And I think that it's really important that we keep an eye on that, and we don't allow it to be funded and then have funding withdrawn, and just this constant upheaval to this vital resource, whether it's, you know, substance use treatment, whether it's mental health therapy, whether it's access to basic needs, housing and case management support. These are vital.
And these, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize the importance of these programs in terms of things like crime reduction. And I think, you know, having somebody with experience with those programs, you know, is good for explaining that importance and why this isn't just such a mental health issue, or, you know, especially in light of all of this political violence, you know, making sure that folks have access to the services they need when they're going through a rough time. Yes, that's
we're all interconnected. Yeah. So I think that sometimes we might feel in a place where it's not at the top of our radar, but we definitely have neighbors that do have it at the top of their radar. And allowing our communities to be more stable means that our day-to-days look better. Our day-to-days look more stable. We can support those around us. One story that I heard from someone is that, you know, with the threats, the constant threats to Medicaid or services, it just makes folks wonder how they're going to get access to the prescriptions they need, to the programs that are valuable to them. And unfortunately, sometimes folks are willing to go back into the system in order to get the support they need.
Yeah, I got a quick question, Urbina. Jessica, how are you going to protect your soul during this? And it was interesting what Urbina brought up a little bit about the way the climate out there now, in the political climate. Mm-hmm. How are you going to protect yourself and your family's soul? And really, you know, it's really important. And I ask Urbina and other people that are boots on the ground this all the time.
Thank you for that question. I hope every candidate out there is being asked that and has built resources. Raising a kiddo who's medically complex, we kind of do that work regularly where we're building connections with neighbors, with, like I say, the Native Wellness Garden is up the street. And to be able to have these places that are your own, that are a community that is not following the political feeds as tightly or as closely, means that you get to have, you know, good conversations, good support and wisdom coming back.
Yeah, that's good, Urbina. That's sound like a good one to me.
Absolutely. I mean, and that is, you know, a mark of a good community member, and it is something that I think that all candidates and all public or, you know, elected officials should be, is a part of the community that they want to serve. You know, mm-hmm. And I mean, any comments on that about like about being part of that community? I feel like a lot of times elected officials end up kind of being separated from that community, and you know, what does that mean to you, and how do you anticipate keeping that, you know, when you are elected, and making sure that you still have that kind of connection?
You know, I think of a couple things. So right now I am currently on the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus in the, you know, I'm like in the American Indian Student Lounge. I came up and I said, hey, can I take this interview in this space? And they made it happen. They were closing for the night and they said, just close the door behind you. And they let me stop in here to speak with you all. So this space is lovely. I wish I could show you, but I'm definitely not going to try to tow the camera around. Sure. And then, you know, second to that, just I had decades with my grandma who's Ojibwe, and it just is so anchored deep in me, right? I've got my aunt on text message. My aunt's in out of state, but we text, and I just think it is so important for candidates to stay connected. And the way we do that is running grassroots campaigns. Is running campaigns that we can stay within our values, we can stay in our community. We aren't being asked to represent, you know, special interest. We are showing up and having conversations with people every day.
I mean, that seems so elementary, but I feel like there are so many people that are elected to every level of office who seem to forget that. And that is a shame. And I think that that's where a lot of the breakdown happens, is that they forget that they are a part of that community that they are representing. Robert, do you have any other questions?
Well, I was just going to say, I wanted that wall hanging, but now I know it's not yours to give, so I'm not going to say anything. Oh, wow.
I'll mention it to them.
You know, we have an old saying, a Ho-Chunk, when we say, oh, I like that for me, you're supposed to give it to them, but I always come back with, oh, it was a gift, so I can't do that. No, but I think it's really exciting, and I really like what Urbina brought up about staying connected with the community. I feel like the most successful real people in politics here, at least that I've been dealing with in Minnesota, are really still connected with their community, Arvina.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, and you can even think up to the highest level. When President Biden was serving in the U.S. Senate, he still took the train back and forth all the time, you know, and knew the folks that he rode the train with and the people that worked on the train. And I feel like that's an incredible and incredibly easy way to be a part of, again, the community that you are seeking to represent. And that's how you get, that's how you kind of are able to get your ears to the ground and really listen to those grassroots folks in your community and seeing what's important to them or what needs to be addressed.
And I want to bring up too, Arvina, Jessica, can you again give out the information on how people can contact you, support you, knock on doors for you, your website and your social media would be great to get out there for our radio show.
Thank you for that invitation. So Jessica C. Wright here. JessicaCWright.com is where you can find me online. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm happy to take an email at hello@JessicaCWright.com. And here's the thing, being a grassroots candidate and being a Native candidate who didn't grow up in this world, I need to show folks that I have support and that I have community behind me and running. So if I may ask you all, you know, some easy things you could do is jump on and follow me on those social media platforms, give me a wave, say hello, and let me know where you're coming from. And if you could throw a dollar my way just to show your support, I would be so grateful. You know, it's going to let folks know, hey, we're serious about this candidate and we want to see her go past the, you know, go into the next year on to November.
Yeah. It's always sorry to say that money does help a lot. And so whatever you can do, I'm the old school Bernie kind of giver where every time I see him, I'd give him what was the average, like $27 or $26. It costs money to do this, but it's well worth it because grassroots candidacy is where it's at. Right, Arvina?
Absolutely. Again, it's the closest to the people, you know, that you can get is organizing through the grassroots rather than, again, like through special interests or things like that. And, you know, I'm so proud of Jessica for taking this on. And I'm super proud of that ask. That was a great ask for support, financial support. And it's the hardest part of the job is asking for money, you know, especially, you know, we are not socialized to talk about money or things like that. And those kinds of asks can be really hard. So that was solid.
Exactly. Hey, we got less than a minute, Arvina. Jessica, do you give us a quick 30-second stump speech here?
Go for it.
Hey, yeah, if you are listening, my name is Jessica C. Wright. I'm here in Wisconsin, and I'm running for Assembly District 21, which is the state assembly. I'd love your support. My grandma's Ojibwe from Keweenaw Bay Indian Community, Lake Superior Band of Chippewa Indians. And I would love to see your support on social media. I have an Act Blue up and a website. I'm really hoping to deliver for my community. Ho-Chunk Field Office, I'd love to come over and have a cup of tea with you and talk about what you're interested in. So please get in touch.
Wow, perfect. Hey, Jessica C. Wright, good luck. And I'm sure we'll have you on again. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Up next, Arvina and I wrapping it up. Thanks again, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, this is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis Police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
After 20 years of service, the Metro Blue Line is ready for essential improvements. A multi-year transformation is on the way, bringing a better, smoother Blue Line experience. Renew the Blue will preserve and protect a critical piece of our infrastructure investment, helping it remain a safe, reliable, and affordable transit option for many years to come. Learn more about Renew the Blue at metrotransit.org/renew-the-blue. Metro Transit, Renew the Blue.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NACD. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NACD.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Oh-ho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka Hicha! Wicha!
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're back here with Arvina Martin, ED of Emerge Wisconsin, Executive Director. Wow, that was really cool because we got to see somebody that you work with really do a great job, Arvina.
Absolutely. And when I first met Jessica, when she applied and interviewed for Emerge, I was absolutely blown away. You know, she knows what she's talking about, and is able to talk about the issues in ways that are accessible, to everybody and not just, you know, dry policy speak. And I think that that's really important, in terms of elected officials is that ability to communicate, complex issues in a way that makes sense to everybody that doesn't have kind of the background knowledge that, mm-hmm. that maybe you have.
Right. And, you know, most people don't do, what I do is listen to talk radio in the morning and, talk radio in the afternoon and read the New York Times and then, stay abreast. People are working 9 to 5 and keeping busy. So it's important that we have, politicians working for us, like it sounds like Jessica is plugged in and will be.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in times like this where seeking, you know, avoiding the news is actually an active self-care strategy for a lot of people. You know, I think that being able to cut through a lot of that rhetoric is very important, especially when it comes to reaching out to people that again aren't as plugged in as you and I may be.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it must make you proud too, especially with the past success of Merge Wisconsin and to see these upcoming, I guess you can say alumni of Emerge, but also former students of yours that because of your experience and been around, and I've seen people, you're well known in the Wisconsin politics. I've been at things where people kind of push me away and say, "Hey, there's Arvina."
Well, that's when you have to go, you have to say, "Well, shoot, I'm coming with you."
yeah,
I know her.
yes, definitely. Well, and it's time to rev up too. And again, we talked a little bit, Arvina, in the beginning of the show about, you know, When we you know, do things, good things happen, and people getting rid of their Hulu, Disney Plus, and those things really did something. And it reminded me in a hokey way of maybe, you know, the old back of the bus thing where, you know, the African American community stopped riding the bus because they were pushed in, you know, in the back of the bus.
You know, absolutely. And unfortunately, the only way to reach a lot of these people that are in charge of things is to affect their bottom line. And, yeah. you know, like you just mentioned, during the civil rights era of the 1960s, you know, people did without things that were needs, you know, transportation to your job back and forth, transportation to the grocery store. You know, the people that were making these decisions that, you know, at the time made life more difficult for them. You know, we are going to have to vote with our pocketbooks, and we, you know, may have to take stands that make things more difficult for us at the time. But knowing that if we kind of stand together, that can ultimately change, you know, how these systems are built up, how these systems provide the services that they purport to provide to everyday Americans.
Absolutely. And we proved that too with the Tesla, when Elon Musk was stealing all our information and going crazy. The Teslas went way down, and especially in Europe. And so people stopped buying them. And there you go. We haven't seen Elon in a long time. Now he's harassing the Europeans, but he isn't here in Minnesota or United States.
Yeah, well, you know, I also like and would like to help claim credit for that with Wisconsin and Justice Susan Crawford beating him at the polls despite all of the money that he poured into the race. You know, money is very important to political campaigns, but it's not the only factor. And you know, it's not the end all be all, and you know.
There's so much news going on. I forgot all about that. That's a good one to bring up. And really, that was amazing. Reminder, listeners, he put all that money into Wisconsin.
Yeah, he, you know, through his super PAC, you know, and even sent checks to voters. I don't know how. I don't understand how that's legal. But you know, sending $100 checks to people that said they voted, and putting, you know, millions upon millions of dollars into this race. And you know, he was the largest donor for either side, and still, you know, through campaign donations from other folks to Susan Crawford, she was able to get her message out, and that her message resonated with voters. And ultimately, it wasn't, you know, a spot on our state Supreme Court that was bought and paid for. Also, you know, funnily, Tesla has business that is supposed to go before the Wisconsin Supreme Court because of we don't, you know, you have to have a dealership for selling cars. He didn't like that he would have to have like dealerships that sold other cars as well. And so, you know, was trying to buy a seat that would ultimately affect his personal bottom line through Tesla, which is sketchy.
Totally. And I hope and pray that these people need to lawyer up with all the funky business that's going on here in the last, well, since Trump's taken over the second time, because there is just so much shady stuff, and they like to pretend it's not happening while it's happening. And it's just an amazing thing that's happening here in this country. And if we can get the House and the Senate, and again, there's going to be another Supreme Court election in Wisconsin coming up, if we can keep on going and really do something about these people.
Absolutely. And you know, that means that we as voters need to get out and make sure that we are supporting through our vote, you know, candidates that are looking to work for us and not looking to work for Trump or looking to work for Elon Musk's bottom line. You know, we want people in elected office who are representing us and trying to make the world better for us, not for billionaires. And, you know, so we have to make sure we go vote. We need to make sure that we bring our friends and relatives to the polls. And if we're able, you know, contributing financially to candidates that we believe in, is so important because, like I mentioned, you know, that the money is needed to help make sure that your message is reaching the voters. You know, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for free here. And you know, all of those contributions go to getting that message across to the voters.
Absolutely. Hey, Arvina, we're ending the show, and what a great show. I thank you so much for bringing Jessica on, and it's always great to talk to you. We got less than a minute left. Can you give Emerge's website and information?
Yeah, wi.emergeamerica.org. Come apply for our 2026 cohort.
Right on. Thank you so much.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee County Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A government shutdown is imminent. Neither Democrat or Republican-backed bills to keep the government funded passed tonight ahead of the midnight deadline. The vote on the Democratic plan that would have extended Affordable Care Act subsidies and reversed Medicaid cuts fell along party lines. While two Democrats voted for the Republican proposal and one Republican voted against it. Tomorrow, we'll start seeing the real-world consequences for Americans. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont telling our New Haven station WTNH.
When it comes to Head Start and Social Security, maybe those checks keep coming for a while, but there's going to be nobody there to answer the phone. Yeah, that was lights on, nobody home.
The U.S. military's top brass summoned to Quantico, Virginia today. In addition to Secretary Pete Hegseth outlining his vision, President Trump also there, suggesting using American cities as training grounds for the military. The outer bands of Hurricane Umberto lashing Bermuda today, with newly formed Hurricane Imelda following close behind. This is ABC News.
Farm news